You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Hello, I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, January 29th. This is the weekly update. Scroll down to the show notes to follow along. Today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. When a shipped item arrives at the door wrapped in bubble wrap, it's usually more exciting to pop than it is to open the parcel. Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day is for all the fans of this therapeutic packaging. Originally created as a way to protect fragile items during transit, bubble wrap is also prized for its fun and oh-so-compelling popability.
This week, we have a new episode of Fast Break that takes a closer look at currency conversions for airline quotes. Fast Breaks are brief bi-weekly segments highlighting a system update or feature, and you can find all of our Fast Break episodes on the GTO Community Forum.
The ultimate guide to the six safest spots to explore in 2024 is our latest blog, and you should definitely check it out. Travelers are torn right now. They're itching to explore, but hesitant to book while there's still unrest in the world. If you're ready to get your groups out the door, we've got you covered. Click the link to this article that we've included in the show notes to discover our picks for the six safest spots to explore in 2024.
Let's take a look at some industry news. The Department of Justice has asked Six Flags and Cedar Fair for additional documentation regarding their planned merger. Back in November, Six Flags and Cedar Fair announced they were planning to merge and move forward under the Six Flags name. The combined company would operate 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, and 9 resorts in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. But on January 22nd, both Six Flags and Cedar Fair said they received a request for additional information and documentary materials from the DOJ as it reviews the merger. The companies plan to comply with the request by May 2nd.
Is the government failing travel? U.S. Travel CEO Jeff Freeman has recently been critical of the U.S. government's, quote, years of federal underinvestment in travel. Much of Freeman's frustration seems to be tied to things like long visa processing times and airport issues, which he believes has made the U.S. less competitive for global travelers. Give the show notes a peek to read more about why Freeman believes the government needs to pay closer attention to travel and the Six Flags Cedar Fair merger. As always, we encourage you to follow Group Travel Odyssey on social media. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Well, that about does it for this weekly update. Be sure to subscribe to Group Travel Radio wherever you are listening. And thanks for tuning in today.